During the war, hundreds of soldiers were stationed atop Mount Ballyhoo, one of the tallest peaks in Unalaska. Last week, a local hiker found an explosive reminder of that wartime past tucked away in the tundra at the base of the mountain. So,
the Air Force came out and we blew it up.
Chris Honan is the city investigator, and he hosted the explosive ordnance disposal team that flew in from Anchorage to deal with the shell.
It was old World War II. It looked maybe 120 millimeter. It's usually fired like from howitzers type cannons.
Some 75 years after the war, Honan can't be sure why road maintenance turned up this piece of ordnance at this spot, but he has an idea.
It was a good size round. Probably from training, they had like, 50,000 soldiers. So they probably did some training and fired rounds here and there. It's wartime, so people were always rushing around, throwing stuff around.
Back in the present day, Honan says the EOD squad did not rush the controlled explosion that disposed of the shell. The three-man team studied the ordnance carefully before driving it to the secluded gun range on the far side of the mountain and blowing it up. Civilians were not allowed within sight of the explosion, and the EOD team did not take questions afterward. But Honan says it was fun to watch the blast from his spot, a safe 500 feet away from the detonation.
It wasn't bad. I would say it was probably a couple pounds of C4. You could feel it. Gave a little shake.
In his 7 years on the job, Honan says the military has come to the island 4 or 5 times to dispose of World War II ordnance.
It's not too common, but it's good to be on the lookout for it.
Honan reminds Unalaskans to call the police if they come across ordnance on the island. He says civilians should not handle explosives for their own safety. In Unalaska, I'm Laura Craigle.